But if I was going to title my message this morning, I would just title it Doubt Busters. Doubt Busters. Some talk about Ghostbusters. I'm not into ghosts, only the Holy Ghost. And I want to talk about Ghostbusters. Doubt Busters. I found out this week just how imperfect I am. Yes, it's been quite a week. We had to get our chimney needed to be cleaned out a little bit. It wasn't real bad, but I needed to clean the chimney out, so I decided to go at the chimney myself. Years gone by, we learned how to clean chimneys. And if you happen to have a chimney to clean, I'm not your man. And you'll discover why. I tell you, I don't have the greatest equipment. I have enough that I could clean our chimney. And I have a little shop back, and I was doing really good. My wife, about a half hour, maybe an hour before that, says to me, "Ron, you should close this door. It's a door between where our wood furnace is in our family room. You should close that door so that stuff just doesn't filter on through." And I says, "Look, I'll be okay. I've done this a few times, and I won't have many ashes or anything like that or dust. Settle, I'll be okay." And so I took the chimney apart, and things were going really good until I started to use that little shop vac, and the filter decided it wanted to plug up. So, out of the back end of that shop vac came dust, real fine dust, black dust. Now, not only did I find out how imperfect I was, because right at that moment, it takes me a lot to get upset, but I saw this dust and I went, "Oh no, I should have listened to my wife and closed the door." And all that dust went all through the house. I discovered that man makes stuff that also breaks down. Whether it's a light switch or shop vacs, that thing plugged up, I didn't realize it was going to be like that. So, I thought I had cleaned things up all right, but I obviously hadn't, because everywhere you walked, there was black on your feet. You needed slippers. So the next day, I had called NB Power. We had found out that our water tank was of such, hot water tank was of such that it could be replaced. So I called NB Power, got a very nice young lady. Matter of fact, found out that she knew my two kids living in the Fredericton area. And I thought, wow, because when she heard my last name, she goes, "I have friends with that same last name." Anyway, that was pretty cool. Quite a conversation. But then she tells me that, yes, your tank is old enough that it should be switched out. We'll get it switched out for you. A gentleman will call you and get it switched out. So, yes, a gentleman called me about an hour later. Unbelievable, that kind of service. An hour later, this fellow calls and he says, "I'm coming to switch your water tank out." And I said, "Wonderful. That's great." So he came and as in the process of getting it switched out, he took out the pipe from our washing machine, took the pipe out of it and just set it aside, just a hose. And then he put his hose in it so he could drain the water out of the tank into the drain. That wasn't a problem. He had done so very well. Except when he left, he didn't put the hose from the washing machine back in the place where it should have been. Well, you know what happened when my wife went to wash the clothes. Not just wash, but rinse. She goes into the room. Oh, no. We have a lot of water in the basement. Oh, no. She left to get the big shop vac at the Salvation Army to get it so we could get the water sucked out. I decided that I was going to use my little guy to at least get things started. It had black in it. I found out how human I was. I was really upset. No, I was angry. And I took my little shop vac and I opened the door and I pitched it out the door with the hose. I tell you what, and I stood at the door after I did it and I went, now why did you do that? I just found out just how human I was. We all have moments where we go through stuff and stuff just happens. It just happens. I found out that, well, how imperfect equipment that man makes is, whether it's a man-made shop vac or whatever it is. Do you know when you plug in a vacuum and you turn it on, there's power. It makes it work, and you just know that it's going to work. And you expect it to work. And sometimes when we plug in to God, we expect it. We expect Him to work in a certain way, in a certain fashion. Okay? And we get frustrated when God doesn't meet our request the way that we want. You know that one of the things I love about the Bible is how honest it is. The pages of Scripture don't gloss over the flaws and the sins and the weaknesses of people. Even the great heroes of faith are not airbrushed, nor are they photoshopped to make them look superhuman. In Psalm chapter 77, verse 1, the psalmist says, I cry out to God. Yes, I shout. Oh, that God would listen to me. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long, I prayed with hands lifted up toward heaven. But my soul was not comforted. I think of God and I moan, overwhelmed with longing for His help. You don't let me sleep. I am too distressed to even pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with songs of joy. I searched my soul and pondered the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will He never again be kind to me? Is His unfailing love gone forever? Have His promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has He slammed the door on His compassion? And I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned against me. Verse 11, then I recall all You have done. O Lord, I remember Your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about Your mighty works. O God, Your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as You? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate Your awesome power among the nations. By Your strong arm, You redeem Your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. I love that scripture. It lets me see the real struggles that people have in seeking God. One such person in the Bible is this guy, Asaph. You can feel the anxiety, the apprehension. You can feel his insecurity in his soul when he wrestles with questions. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will He never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Has his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door shut? If we're honest, we would have to admit that even as Christians, we have our Asaph moments. But thank goodness, the passage doesn't end in verse 9. As we walk in this world like Asaph did, we discover a couple of things that we find ourselves in seasons. We may find ourselves in seasons of doubt, just like Asaph. And we need to remember God's track record. It's about gaining perspective. This is about stepping back from your immediate circumstance and getting a look at the big picture. He recalls all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about them. I want you to notice four words. Recall, remember, thoughts, thinking. You see, memory is a friend to faith. I can testify to that. God has an amazing track record in my life. His faithfulness in the past gives me confidence to deal with the doubts that come to the present. You know, I remember well my last flight from Fredericton to Toronto. I was flying about 600 miles an hour at about 31,000 feet. There are about 200 people in an oversized Coke can hurling through the air. When you look out the window, you really can't see a whole lot because there are clouds that day. Yet when I looked around, I did not see one person that was panicking or even nervous. Why? Because we had faith in the airline track record. We had faith that somebody had built a plane well. We had faith that somebody had inspected that plane and that somebody had put fuel in that plane. We had faith that there were pilots in the cockpit, although we never saw them. And we had faith in the instruments that they were using to fly that plane. And like that, when you and I step back and reflect on God's track record, doubts diminish. Asaph says, these wonderful deeds are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about them. These events are true. God's track record is historically verifiable. So if God can deliver 2 million people from Egypt, and if he can part the Red Sea, and if he can make the walls fall down at Jericho, and if he can help Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace, I almost said it again, fiery furnace unharmed. He can keep Daniel, if he can keep Daniel from being eaten by lions, and if he can raise Jesus from the dead, then he can certainly take care of us. That's a good place to say, praise the Lord. If I think about this, if you're going through times of doubt, spend time reflecting on the track record of God. Choose to trust the character of God and his power. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of miracles and wonders. You demonstrate your power, your awesome power among the nations. Our God is a God of miracles, of wonder and power. That truth is particularly seen when you look at creation. You're with a couple last night, and they begin to tell us about they love to hike. They've done several of the hikes in the area. They told us how beautiful they are. But Isaiah 40 says, look up into the heavens who created all the stars. He brings them out like an army, one after another, calling each by name because of his great power and incomparable strength. Not a single one is missing. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 27 says, O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your trouble? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weak or weary. No one can measure the depth of his understanding. He gives. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, he gives. He gives. What does he give? He gives power to the weak, and he gives strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. Verse 31 says, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. Wow, that's awesome. You'll find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Isaiah says, lift your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? Who brings out the starry hosts one by one? Who calls each of them by name? Well, when you think about it for a moment, the neighborhood we lived, this planet Earth, is 93 million miles away. It's perfectly positioned in just the right distance to sustain this planet. It hangs in the sky as a testimony for God's bigness and power and creativity. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, The heavens tell of the glory of God. The skies display his marvelous craftsmanship. When I meditate on God's majesty and when I consider his creation, it helps me overcome my doubts. I can either weigh in and dwell on my doubts, or I can weigh in and dwell on the majesty of God. There is freedom in coming to terms with your smallness. Even though your world may seem out of control, the universe is not out of control. The great big God of the universe can be trusted. He is not powerless or negligent. If you are the crowning achievement of all of his creation, don't you think he's going to take care of you? Okay, you and I are not perfect. Just like every other person in the Bible, David was one of his moments, and he says, why, O soul, are you cast down within me? David says, why are you making so much noise in me? So trouble does get us once in a while. Let me read our text again in verse 27. O Jacob, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? O Israel, how can you say God ignores your rights? Have you not heard? Have you not understood? The Lord is the everlasting God. He is the everlasting God. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. I'm asking today that God would bless you with power. That God would bless you with power and strength. In fact, I'm going to ask the Lord for new power and new strength for you. Praise the Lord. You will need it. You and I will both need it. That power and strength is the buster of doubts and fears. James, the half-brother of Jesus, says, draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. Well, that's what happens. When you draw close to God, you get plugged in. And by His Spirit, He will help you function the way you are to function. You will not function as my vacuum cleaner did. When you are plugged in to the Spirit of God, He will give you new strength so you can run and not grow weary. You can walk and not faint. God will draw close to you when you are plugged in. And let me say this, that is the way of Jesus. He delights when you come to Him. In fact, when you call out to Him, He won't cast you out. He listens to you. It is the way of Jesus. And let me say it like this. It is also the way of surrender. One of the reasons why I go to God is because I realize I cannot go through this life on my own. I have to get plugged into Him. I have to surrender my all to Him. Complete surrender. I'll say it like this, and I'm getting ready to close. Complete surrender is the doubt buster. Complete surrender is the doubt buster. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, the complete surrender is the doubt buster. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Question is, are you ready to surrender to Him? Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. Thank you, Jesus. We have a little video clip we would like you to listen to. And the words of the song are just about this surrender.
You're not asking for perfection. You're not after flawless prayers. All you've wanted from the start, the surrender of my heart. You can have it.
well. And no matter what the cost, you see, when we submit everything, trust in the Lord with all your heart, don't lean to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct you. I'm going to ask you to stand, please. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray in just a moment, but I'm wondering if we could do something. I'm going to say it like this. If somebody has a gun to your back, you stick up your hands and you go and surrender, you're not going to try and take that weapon out of his hand. It's not that kind of a thing when we raise our hands. You know, God's not sticking a gun behind us. But I'll tell you what. The Bible says when we surrender to Him, we give our all. I'm just going to simply ask you in this closing prayer, if you'll just raise your hands with mine as we pray and just complete surrender to Him. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You. We know that there is no other name under heaven whereby men can be saved. Oh God, we recognize that Jesus died on the cross for us. And as we believe in Him, we can have Your life. Lord, I pray for every need in this place. Individually, we come to You and we surrender our lives afresh to You. We understand that You are able to do exceedingly above and beyond even what we can think of. But, oh God, we surrender our lives to You. No matter what the cost, we surrender to You. Take our lives and let it be. Let them be lives that are consecrated, Lord, to You in the name of Jesus. We submit all that we are, all that we have, and all that we are entering into the stuff that we're facing with in our homes and in our workplaces, oh God, we submit it to You. We surrender it all to You, asking You, Lord, to help us, strengthen us, keep us, bring us into that peace that surpasses understanding that guards our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus. And even as we lift up our hands to You this morning, we lift up our needs and our cares before You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for the testimonies we'll hear, how You've answered and how You've kept us and how You've restored us and how You've healed us. I ask You to bless Your people in their coming out and their going in and their rising up and their sitting down. I ask that You'd bless the works of their hands, the events and the things that they are a part of in their workplaces. Make them a blessing in order that they might be a blessing in this area that we work in. In the name of Jesus, amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you, folks.